Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 198. And coming up on this one, the Boston Bruins came into town and said, hey, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? And they show the Leafs how it's done, a dominating win over the Leafs. They don't decide to show up in the third, they finally decide to show up in the third period. But look what happens. Too little, too late. Tree living, better be paying attention. Better be looking at this team and especially the defense. We'll get into it. All this and more coming up on 198 of the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast.
Leafs went into tonight 6 points behind the Bruins and 8 points behind the Panthers in the Atlantic, looking to gain some ground. But unfortunately, that did not happen. Bruins win, and the Panthers also won tonight. So guess what? The playoff Leafs were on full display this evening. Let's hit the intro.
Welcome, everybody, to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
Dale.
Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Tip In Podcast, TikTok, Tip In Pod, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. Well, Dale, get that Busch Light into you because that was a shitty game.
Yeah.
That was hard to watch.
Very hard. Very hard to watch.
Where do you want to start?
I'm going to
once again, we're doing this live. This is our second live stream that we're doing this season. So we're working out all the kinks, but keep your comments coming. I finally learned how to save the comments I want. Oh, and nice. Then at the end of the show, we'll post a few of them and talk about it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Working out some kinks here. Our second live stream, this go around, but so far so good. The first one went pretty smooth on Saturday night, but we got a little debacle on our hands this evening, Chatty.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you take it off the top here because like I'm predominantly negative here. I don't know how you can find a lot of positives here, but I'll just lead with like the Boo Birds were out in the third period. They got hemmed in and the Boo Birds were out. We haven't seen that in a while because the team has been playing some good hockey.
Yeah.
But in a pivotal game here tonight against a divisional matchup, looking to gain some ground in the standings, they lay an absolute egg. I do have some things here, a lot of thoughts, but I'm going to let you go where you want to go.
Right. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Do you want me to say something positive? Because I ain't got any.
No, just thoughts, just overall thoughts.
My overall thoughts are this, is that this was as close to a playoff game as we've had this season. And this was the exact playoff team we've seen year in and year out.
Yeah.
Would you not agree?
Oh.
The physicality picked up, the tight checking picked up, and they disappear. They disappear.
Yeah. It's 100%, man. Like it's like you said, okay. Like I looked at this game as a pivotal game. They were only 6 behind the Bruins going in here tonight. You got 2 games against Boston this week. They could have closed it to,
and the other one is in Boston.
The other one's in Boston. You win this game tonight, you could have closed it within 4. You win the game on Thursday, you could have closed it within 2, and they've got 2 games in hand. But now here we are, 8 points behind them for second in the Atlantic, 10 points behind the Panthers now because they beat the Rangers tonight. So, and guess what? Just creeping up a little bit here. Detroit, right on our heels, 6 points behind the Leafs. So if the Leafs go on a bit of a skid, say they lose both games to the Bruins this week, and who knows what's going to happen with Buffalo and Montreal, you never know. I'm going to get to their record against the Atlantic Division. It's absolutely atrocious. But like, who's to say that Detroit can't, you know, string together 2 or 3 wins, and then all of a sudden we're back in a fucking wild card. At least there's a cushion there for them to still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
you're not going to win every game from here on out. You're going to lose some games. But the bottom line is that this was a game. Had they lost this game 3-2 and it was close and maybe it went to overtime or something, but they just didn't show up.
They didn't show up. Yeah. They didn't show
up.
That's
what makes it so frustrating. Like, you can lose. Go ahead and lose, but don't lose like that.
Didn't show up. Are you surprised, though? Can't be surprised.
Not surprised at all.
can't be surprised by it, bud. Like, there's just no fucking way you can be surprised by that. Dude.
About as surprised as a limp dick after a 60-ouncer of whiskey. That's about as surprised I am.
They gave up a breakaway off the opening faceoff of the Hawks game. Okay. So I'm just like, okay, come on. Like, what? Like, you're not going to come out ready to go with, like, you got to be good against these guys. Yeah. The Bruins bring it every fucking night. The Panthers bring it every fucking night. You can't just nonchalant it and expect to beat teams like the Rangers, the Bruins, the Panthers. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, man. But
yeah.
Anyway, look, like, tonight we, you know, I thought we might see like a playoff atmosphere going in here. And I think it's fair to say that, like, that's exactly what we did see. It looked a little too familiar for my liking. Like, do these guys not, and do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean by that? I think you do.
I know exactly what you mean.
Looked a little too familiar to the old playoffs past year, but like, did these guys not, I'm talking about the Leafs here, did these guys not grasp by now how hard you need to play against teams like Boston and Florida, who bring it every night? What the fuck? How can you wrap your head around that? How do these guys not know by now? How can they not grasp by now that you can't show up with that effort and beat a team like that if you can't do it?
Well, I'll throw this at you. What if they do grasp it, but they can't do it? Like, what if they know exactly what they have to do, but they can't do it?
Is that what that looked like tonight to you? Because that's not what I saw.
No, that looked like a team that just didn't have the effort. Didn't have the, and a lot.
Well, that's a big problem.
Skimming through the comments here, and a lot of people are saying the same thing. Like, it was men versus boys tonight. Like, Boston came out and they brought it. Their best players were good.
You want to save some of the best comments and we'll put them up right at the end.
Saving the comments until the end.
So anyway, look, like, quickly touched on it briefly. They are terrible against the Atlantic, like, second worst record within their division against teams in the Atlantic, against teams of their own division. Only 6 wins this season against teams in the Atlantic. I know they haven't played the Atlantic a ton. Like, there's a lot of games coming up down the stretch against teams from the Atlantic, and that scares the shit out of me even more because of how bad their record is. But they only have 6 wins. The Habs are the only team that's worse. Even Ottawa has a better record within the division than the Toronto Maple Leafs. What the fuck is that? They're sitting
Why
second.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. It just drives me crazy, Chad, that they can't get up for these type of games. Like, everyone's talking going in, like, okay, it's the Bruins, like, you got chance to gain ground, a potential first round matchup. Like, this is very likely a first round matchup, and you do this. Like, you want to go to Boston and play games 1 and 2? Like, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Basically a no-show.
I will say that the Leafs have
unacceptable.
The Leafs have a tendency to play pretty shitty on Monday nights. I don't know why, but they have a tendency to play shitty on Monday nights. So, I mean, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they'll have better games against Buffalo and Boston on Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, okay.
But tonight, I said at the start of the podcast, I don't care if you lose. You're going to lose. You have 22 games left. You're going to lose.
Of course. But tonight was
lose like
one.
That.
No, don't. And don't. Yeah, it's not just that they lost. How they lost was the more concerning thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, of course they're going to lose. But, like, a game where you know it's a very important game on the schedule, and that's the effort really. And that's why people are talking about, like, oh, you know, like, who's your daddy, right? Like, the Boston Bruins, like, who's your daddy? 100% accurate.
The Bruins fans love it too, like, on Twitter and shit. They absolutely love it. They're the who's your daddy to the Leaf fans.
Pretty sure the Bruins have beat them the last 5 times they've played going back to last season. They've got one more game against them on Thursday night, and we'll see what's up. Like, if the Bruins win that game, you might as well forget, like, second place, forget it. They'll be 10 points up, and you're just, like, forget it. Like, it's not, you're not catching that. With 20 games left, you're not catching it. So the best at that point, after Thursday night, we will know. They're going to finish third or a wild card. That's it. Depending on how that goes, if they can get it back to 6 games, a couple games in hand, we'll see what, or 6 points, sorry. We'll see what happens. But
I'll tell you what, man. So like I said, they give up a breakaway right off the opening faceoff. I'm like, oh God, not ready to play. Here we go. Outclassed in the first period, big time. Outclassed for the large majority of this hockey game. If it wasn't for Joseph Wall in the first period, this game probably would have been over by the end of the first. But shots were 12-2. Shots were 12-2 in favor of the Bruins at one point in the first period. 12. I looked at the, I'm like, what? 12-2? What are they doing? Like, this is fucking crazy. They had two shots on net. They had as many shots on net as the Bruins had goals. Anyway, not the best. Bruins led it 2-0 after the first. Bruins, I'll give the Bruins credit, man. I fucking hate the Boston Bruins, but the Bruins gave the Leafs nothing. No space, no, nothing, no space. Sound familiar? Sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah, that's playoff hockey.
Right? Like, yeah. One of these teams knows how to do it, and the other one is like,
and then on the flip side of that, like, the Leafs could not get their sticks in the passing lane. They couldn't protect the puck in their own zone. Like, just, you know, how many times did Boston have elite chances, like elite scoring chances? If that's the playoffs, you can't do that.
Yeah.
How can you not watch the team in the other end and be like, hey, we should do that? They just don't do it.
And like, to counter that, how many times did the Leafs have elite scoring chances? Could you count them on one hand?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was watching the defense, especially Brody and Liljegren. Horrible. Absolutely horrible tonight.
Going to get them.
Not tying up their men and just clear passes to open guys. Like, get your stick in the lane. Get your body in the lane. Do something. Just wide open.
Yep,
wide open. But that's how the Leafs want to play. They want to play run and gun wide open hockey, and you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that in the playoffs.
Can't do that against a team like the Boston Bruins or the Florida Panthers. And guess what? Those are the two teams that they're going to have to go through to do it. So something needs to change here. And I'm going to get to Tree Living in a second. I'm going to bring it back to Brody and Liljegren and all that.
They were brutal.
Tavares makes it 3-1. That's as close as they got. Bruins end up winning it 4-1. That's all she wrote. The only positive I have here tonight is that Morgan Riley, with the assist on the Tavares goal, now sits third all-time on the back end on the blue line for the Leafs with assist. Only Thomas Cabrelle and Salming are ahead of him. So
great.
Shout out Riley. He'll probably, you know, if he ends up finishing out his 8-year contract, he's in the first year of an 8-year deal here. So he's still got 7 years. Like, he'll probably be a Leaf lifer. So chances are he'll be at the top of that list, which will be an incredible statistic for him to just own as the whatever, having the most assists on the back end for the Leafs of all time. But anyway, only positive I have. That's it. Like, that's the only positive is that Riley got an assist and it jumped him to third. Like, that's the only positive I have here. Nothing else. Literally nothing else. I don't know. I want to go to Tree Living and
JT looked good.
Okay,
that's positive.
It was a nice goal. He scored a 5-on-5 goal, but okay, great.
I know. Like, I like that third line. They were one of the only lines tonight that was kind of playing playoff hockey, but they just don't have a whole lot of scoring on that line.
Our boy McMahon was banging, and
he was banging. Yarncroc looks good. Like,
Yarncroc, I don't know.
I think Yarncroc, because he can kill penalties. He can do different things. Like, Nick Robertson obviously is a better point producer than Yarncroc, I think.
Could have used a goal tonight.
Exactly. But that, as a playoff line, I thought that third line was their better line tonight compared to the other guy.
Okay, so before I go to Tree Living and some trade targets and talk a little bit more about the defense, we won't be long here tonight, guys. Nice, short and sweet here this evening. But do you want to talk a little bit about, like, did you feel like, other than Tavares, and like, I know he got the goal, but like,
I know. Nobody stood out.
Like, do you think that there was a problem here tonight that the big boys, specifically the Nylander, Marner, Matthews, didn't step up? No show?
It's been a problem the whole time. We've been doing this podcast since 2018. It's been a problem since then.
You see any of those guys in any dirty areas tonight?
No. And when time and space is taken away from them, they don't know how to create it. Great players know how to create it. They don't know how to do it. And they're going to have to figure it out, because I don't give a shit what Tree Living does at the trade deadline, how many defensemen he gets. Doesn't matter. If those guys can't find time and space and produce in the playoffs, we're not going anywhere.
I saw Matthews one time tonight. go to the front of the net on the power play, and it was ended up being a high power stick. No, I know. But then at the end of it, there's three Bruins on him, and he's literally turtling fucking in the crease, right? Typical what Austin would do in a situation like that. Instead of standing up and punching some guy in the fucking jibs, I'll just go down and hide my fucking, put my gloves over my bucket here and, you know, wait until the next play. Marner, forget about it. Never go into the dirty areas. Nylander, he's been better at driving the net, and sometimes, like, he picks and chooses when he wants to get involved. That's the one thing with Nylander, but whatever. A lot. But, you know, with a team like this, tonight I saw the Bruins keep the Leafs to the outside a ton. A lot of perimeter stuff.
Yep.
Not especially the top guys, like not driving the net, not even interested, Chad, in going to the dirty areas to try to, like, you know what? I'm not gonna risk it from the hash marks here, or I'm not gonna float it in from the blue line. Like, you gotta go and get dirty against a team like this. And tonight,
you know what's funny? I think Boston
not interested.
You think this is playoff hockey? I think Boston was given maybe 50% of what of how they can play that game.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You are.
They can do that so much better than they did tonight.
Oh my God, that was nothing. That was nothing. No,
wait, no. Just wait till the playoffs. I don't know. Anyway, what do you want to go to now?
Tree living? Yeah. Like, I hope Tree Living was paying attention here. I know how well the Leafs have been playing.
What do you think? Okay? You think he's not paying attention?
No. I hope he is fucking. Well, I don't know what the guy's doing. I know he brought in Labushkin. Good to see Labushkin. There's another little positive I'll say is that
he's not hurt.
No, good to see that he, you know, he took a fucking ringer on Saturday night against the Rangers. So good to see he didn't miss a game and he's right back in. So that's a major positive, because that trade could have been a bust immediately. Concussion and he's out for, you know, like, so really happy to see that. But I hope Tree Living is paying attention here after tonight's game, because if I'm in the press box as the GM of that Toronto Maple Leafs team, and I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, if we want to be serious here, we have to go through this. We're going to have to go through this team. We're going to have to go through Florida to win the East. No question about it. You can't stand pat with this. You have to. So now I'm like, significant moves need to be made here.
Oh,
like,
that's not happening.
Okay. When I say significant, I'm not going to say like a blockbuster, whatever. Let's say multiple deals for depth, help, or something. Like, when I say, okay, significant, maybe that was the wrong term.
Okay, that's great. That's great. You go out and get a ton of depth. Who are you putting out when you need a goal? You're putting out Matthews, you're putting out Marner, you're putting out Nylander, and if they can't do it, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I've said this before. Last year, I think Dubas knocked it out of the park. He went and got everything on the checklist. He got a right-handed D to play with Riley with Luke Shen. Boom. Got it. Looked great. He got Ryan O'Reilly, a Conn Smythe winner, to come in. Veteran leadership who had won to play center. Noel Acciari, some grit, some depth. What happened?
Yep.
Matthews, yep. Marner, they went invisible in the Florida series. They lost.
No, 100% correct.
So it doesn't. If I'm Tree Living, I'm looking at this like, maybe I'll tinker a bit, but these guys got to do it.
And I don't disagree with that. But like,
when all else fails, man, it's on the players and it's on Sheldon Keefe too. Like, you've been here 5 years. Get these guys to fucking do what they need to do.
Yeah, I don't know if they have it in them to beat teams like Boston and Florida. I really don't. But we're going to find out here soon enough within the next couple months. But okay, so when I referenced, I hope Tree Living was paying attention, I guess I'll go to some potential trade targets before we start winding this puppy down. So like, I was hearing on Overdrive this afternoon, they were talking with Chris Johnson, I believe, or Johnston, whatever his fucking name is. And they were talking about like some potential guys that he thinks Tree Living would be in on. He's naming Bogosian, Dumba, potentially Savard from Montreal. Funny enough that they could have had Bogosian was on waivers at the beginning of the season. They could have grabbed Bogosian for nothing, but okay, don't want to do that move. I don't really understand it. Yeah. But there's
at that time, they were like, up until the trade deadline, you can only carry 23 players. Right. And then that time, like, Connor Timmins didn't have mono. Like, they were maxed out at 23 players.
Okay.
After
the
trade deadline, go nuts.
But I would have dumped somebody for a guy like Bogosian. Well,
I would. Yeah. I'd put Connor Timmins on waivers.
100%, 100%. But anyway, so like speaking about, like you were talking about Liljegren and Brody and whatever, like
they were bad.
Yeah, like, and what,
like, they were bad.
I know it's only one game and they had looked good previously, like on the win streak and all that.
They looked good, but this, like you said, this is a playoff type game.
Yeah.
And they the Bruins were coming hard. That's what she said. Yes. And they looked terrible. Like, could not handle the Bruins at all. It was so obvious. It was so obvious.
Do you not think, like, for me, like, it was so bad that, like, I'm looking at this being like, okay,
I couldn't believe he kept them together the whole game. Could not believe it.
Like, this is potentially your first round matchup right here. Both Brody and Liljegren both look terrible. Like, yeah.
I'm done with Timothy Liljegren. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm done with Brody too. Like, to be honest with you, like, yeah,
but at least you got something out of Brody. Like, he's hitting the end of his career, but he was a really good Leaf for a few years. But 100%. You keep holding on to this. Timothy Liljegren's going to be something someday.
Yeah, no,
I don't think so.
I would include him in a trade tomorrow. Like, are Liljegren and Brody?
If Liljegren wasn't right-handed, he'd be gone.
There you go. But are Liljegren and Brody, especially as a pair together, are they going to help you win in the playoffs? Are they going to help you defensively beat a team like Boston or Florida? And that's where I'm going with this, Chad. Yeah. Like, a guy like Bogosian. Okay, let's say you get Bogosian and Dumba.
So what you're saying is Dumba. Like, go out and replace the guys you have.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So you're not talking about depth, like get a 7th, 8th defenseman in case someone gets hurt. You're talking about, let's replace Brody and Liljegren right off the team.
Bogosian, Dumba, Savard from Montreal, whoever. Those are just three names, okay? Like, pick, there's two or three other ones, okay?
So let's say they do that. But they play offense like they did tonight. What does it matter?
Okay.
So instead of losing 4-1, you lose 2-1.
Okay, you're right. But they could, yes, they need help. I understand it. Like, but you're relying on the guys that, up front, but like, I think they could use some help with a little more toughness on the back end, keeping the puck out of the net. Like, I know it's not a perfect scenario,
What I'm saying is, we've been saying that for years, and they've been tinkering around the edges for years.
I know
all the money is going to the top guys on this team. It's up to them. They can't play like they did tonight. That's it.
I get it, but there's no big trade coming. Like, Hanifin's not coming. It doesn't matter.
Go get Hanifin. Go get Dumba. Go get whoever you want. It does not matter if Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and Nylander suck.
Okay, I understand that, and I agree 100%. Let me rephrase. Let me put it a different way. Would you rather have a third pair if Liljegren and Brody are your third pair? Maybe they're your second pair, whatever. Would you rather have a third pair? Like, I'm saying McCabe and Benoit stay together. Okay. Would you rather have a third pair of Bogosian and Dumba or Liljegren and Brody?
Yeah, obviously.
That simple as that.
Like, yeah, Bogosian, Dumba.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not even totally done with Brody, because I think you could squeeze a little more out of him.
I don't know.
But man, I am done with Liljegren.
We'll see. Anyway, yeah, that's all I got for tonight. I hope Tree Living was watching this with eyes wide open, being like, okay, what we have here constructed currently is not enough. Can he fix that at the deadline? Or is it probably not? But he can maybe potentially help it. It's probably going to roll into the offseason and into the summer until Tree Living maybe really puts a stamp on it here. But
next year they're going to be so tight against the cap. It'll probably be after the Tavares contract ends. Then you can really make some moves on this team.
But guys like Liljegren,
you can always tinker around those guys.
No. But I was going to say, guys, like, if they brought in Dumba and Bogosian, I know Bogosian's at the end of his career, whatever, like, maybe he's not the target, but like, you could get those guys to come back on the cheap for, like, where you have a tougher blue line, you know, but on the cheap for a year or two. I don't know. It is what it is, man.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
You're right. Yeah. Disappointing tonight.
If the big boys don't show up, it doesn't matter. But let's get to let's get to some comments.
100%. 100%.
All right. First comment, Chad Doyles. Love the name, Chad. He says, that was painful to watch. We will fold like a cheap lawn chair in the playoffs. If that is our level of effort. Absolutely, Chad.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. And Dyslexic says, quit fooling around.
Yeah, well, yeah. This team can't seem to stop doing that. Never take it serious when it needs to be taken serious. Here we go.
Spike, longtime listener Spike says, Matthews and Marner turned to AHLers against good forechecking teams. Nylander's too soft. Brody and Liljegren are not top four defensemen. 100%.
Can't disagree.
Can't disagree. Paradise Phantom, just like the playoffs, when Boston started leaning on the Leafs, they couldn't handle the physicality. Still not ready for playoff hockey. That's
bang on it.
Yeah.
Bang on.
See? We got great listeners. They're
bang on the money.
John Williams says, my anus hurts watching this game, and I didn't even leave the couch.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Little butt hurt myself. I totally feel it. Totally feel it.
All right. This is a good one. This is Paradise Phantom again. He says, is Brody becoming the 2023-24 version of Aki Berg?
100%. 100%. Absolutely. Great comment. That's funny. Bang on. I would
yeah,
say
that is
bang on the money. 100%.
And Aaron with a Kraken logo says, good day from Australia.
Australia. Awesome. Hey, Australia. Listening from Australia. Love that. Or watching from Australia, I should say.
Yeah, here's another one of our longtime listeners, Brian Dunitz. I hope I pronounced that right. He says, I think the Leafs need to get to the rink sooner, so maybe they start on time.
Wouldn't hurt.
Hasn't that been an ongoing thing?
Man, especially in the big games, man. Like when you like it, just it was such a, you know, I know it's Monday night, but it's Boston. Like you want to come out and show something here.
Exactly.
Like we're like, how did they not come out and be like, yeah, we're not doing this again. Like we've learned something. We're taking you seriously and we're going to come and fucking get you. Nope.
Nope. We're going to do the same thing we've always
done.
He also said 90%, 100%.
Love that.
That's how you do it.
Love it.
I can't even pronounce his name. Luciano Graziano. Did I say that right? He says, if Shanahan thinks his team is ready for a cup run, boy, is he wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He is wrong. Big time. The Shanna plan. The Shanna plan is going up in flames right now. It does not look like the best. One playoff series win, Chad. One in the entire time Shanny's been here. One playoff series win. Not the best.
But listen, everybody, for the Tip It Maple Leafs podcast, thanks for joining us on the live stream. We'll be back again Thursday after the Bruins game.
Yeah.
So we could have the same sort of mood that we have on this one. Hopefully not. Hopefully we're in a better mood and everything goes. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for the comments. And again, we'll do the same thing Thursday night. So join us again and keep the comments coming. And for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Tip In Podcast on TikTok, Tip In Pod on Twitter. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Hey, let's see. We got a back-to-back coming up midweek here. Buffalo Sabres come to town on Wednesday, and then we're going to Boston, Beantown, on Thursday night. Let's shake those beans around and turn this thing upside down.
Let's
and
flick the bean.
Try to get, you start flicking the bean on Thursday, boys. Go into Boston and just take it to them. Like, let's see something different. Show something different. We'll see what happens. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Please like this video on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It really helps us out. If you're listening on the podcast platform, please give us a review there and a rating. We would appreciate that as well. Go Leafs, go. We'll see what happens here the rest of this week. And we got a big one coming up on Friday as well, the trade deadline. We're going to be all over it the rest of this week, guys. Yep. All over it.
You're going to have Tip In all over you.
Big time.
We're going to save it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys. We'll catch you later.
Catch you later.